ClickHouse and the reason why we implemented or re-implemented and what was the use cases for us that motivated us to implement the inverted index in the first place. So before the inverted index, maybe some of you don't know ClickHouse, maybe small introduction about it. So it is open source database, and I hope it will be your favorite database soon. And the development of ClickHouse started in 2009 in Yandex, and then it went to production in 2012. Then since 2016, it became open source. So it is mostly used for column-oriented data storage, so best for aggregations. So it means that we have a different files for each column. So yeah, there are also some sorting and indexes and aggregation, fast aggregation implementations. It's also distributed, so it's replicated, sharded, multi-master, and cross-region. I hope you are familiar with these terms. Then, yeah, it's mostly the OLAP database, so mostly it's for analytical use cases, aggregations, and so on. Okay, so we can start with the full-text search. The journey that we started at ClickHouse, so actually the inverted index in ClickHouse is not new, so the main development or experimental development started in 2022, and then in the or late 2022 and the early 2023, it became or released as an experimental feature. Then in around February last year, we start the re-implementation. So I will talk about why we start to re-implement, the main reason. And then September 2025, we released a private preview for our cloud customers, but it's also open source in the version. And then the beta version is just released last month in December. So the use case, what's the problem that we are trying to solve? Let's say that we have some observability table that has a very large rows, like we have 2 billion and some rows in the between, and you want to search a specific term in this, the highlighted row. So you want to search a term in this very large table. What's the query? So we have the simple query. We have a select that from logs and where contains all tokens, and you specify some tokens that you are looking at. So what's the problem with this query? The problem is it is very slow because it's a full table scan. So you have to iterate all rows in your table and then look for the tokens, and it instantly becomes very slow. So, okay, before the solution, I want to give some fundamental knowledge about some parts of the ClickHouse. So the granule. What's a granule? Granule is represent the smallest indivisible data unit in processed by ClickHouse. So that by default, we take 8,192 rows in a single granule. So, and then we also have a special index called skip index. Whenever you use skip index, instead of skipping the rows, it just skips the granules. So afterwards, you have to double check your data really exists in this granule or in each rows in granule or not. And this is also this can be a bottleneck for some index structures, but we need a very fast solution that we just skip the unnecessary rows at maximum level. So the reason or motivation was the tokenizers. So let's take the simple query that has some timestamps, some to keep it short, I didn't really put an error message, but this is the second part in the curly brackets is query ID, then you have some log level. And if you use a different tokenizers like split by non-alpha, so it will split like that. It will, instead of taking the date column or the date value as a single token, it will also split into years, months, and days. So there's a split by string, so you can define what's your the split points. So how you can split that? If you use that, you can definitely split by dates or date and time separately. Also the keep the query. In the first one, you can also see there's a dash between the in the query ID. So that's why it takes the it also splits that. And also that you can use n-grams. By default, I use 3. So this is how we the n-gram process the token or the text. There is also array tokenizer that was kind of demanded by some people. Instead of tokenizing it, it does basically nothing. It just gives the whole text as a single token. Okay, and for all these motivations, we need a new solution, what we call a new full text search. And I will explain its building blocks. So let's start with the syntax first. How it is different to the other index. So first, you create a table, you define your columns, and at the end, you either you say, I want to have an index, and the index name and the column name. Then you specify the type, it's text. Now we have a key value pairs here, so you just define your tokenizer. You can use a different tokenizer, split by an alpha, split by string, n-grams, sparse grams, and array. And this is how you can define your text index, the new text index in ClickHouse. And currently we support these 5 tokenizers that we didn't support in the first version. Then the new, to use a text index, we introduced 2 new functions called has any tokens and has all tokens. So basically, it's just search for any search tokens in the in your column data. So the difference is that I think there are some echo. You can either search for any tokens. It means that if the ClickHouse or FOSDEM appears in your row, it will return that. Or you can use has all tokens. It means that both terms needs to occur in your row data. Okay, so how we implement the full text search? So it is based on the inverted index. So what's the inverted index? It's the inverted index is basically a mapping to token to. It's a basically mapping to documents. So, in the picture in the left side, you can see there's an ID and a content, and the tokens from this content is this quick brown fox, and we build a. The inverted index just maps to the the brown token appears in the first and the third document, and we just keep that record. Then also that how the data or index data is organized, we build we maintain a hash table while processing on memory, which is this is the picture on the right side. But once we need to store this hash map to the disk, we split in those 3 different files. So it's there next to the column data, let's say text.bin binary file. So we have a sparse index, we have a dictionary file, and we have a postings. So I will explain what are they. So just a quick comment, the posting list is just, we are currently using a bitmap. And it's because it's very smaller and it's very efficient to process on memory. Okay, let's start with how we built this sparse index and dictionary blocks. If you can see that in this hash table, the tokens are not sorted. So it means that we first need to sort all these tokens. So the first process or first step is just sorting all tokens, and afterwards, we split in the tokens, or we sort the tokens, then we split them into what we call the dictionary blocks. And the dictionary blocks are separated by Yeah, I think by default we are using 128 tokens in a single dictionary block, and we also use a compression called front coding. So on the left side it's a raw token, on the right side you can see we put the some numbers and characters, which is for front coding compression. Afterwards, before that, we also have each token points to its posting list, and we just keep that again. And afterwards, we build what we call the sparse index. Sparse index is basically the first points of each, or first token of each block. And we use this for finding it fast data. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I will have some demo to show that. Okay. Hello. Okay. This doesn't. I think it's. Can please someone hold it? Sorry. Okay. I will just run the ClickHouse. So just run the. It's running on my. Laptop, so no tricks, just start the ClickHouse client. Okay, I have a demo. Then to use the new text index, we have a called enable full text index feature, so you have to enable that. Then I have three, actually I will use only the first one, so I have a Hacker News data set, and we can see how many. There are around 30 million entries in this one, and if I just want to search any token from that, let's say I have a token text ClickHouse, and I will set some settings to make sure that query condition hash. And so in this one, I can keep that. So I have in this first query, I will disable the skip indices. And I will use disable the query condition cache, make sure that it just doesn't use any cache for condition. So it takes some time. So for this simple query, it took around 4 seconds to scan around 30 gigabytes of data. And it just scanned the whole data set to answer this query. The interesting thing is what happens if we enable the skip index, which I have a text index on it. So you can see that we can answer this query in 7 milliseconds instead of 4 seconds. And the interesting part is we don't need to scan the whole data set, and we just need to read 1.4 megabytes to answer this query. And also the peak memory usage is very low. Okay. I can continue that. So, okay, now the question is what happened? So, how we are looking this term in the text index? We need to scan our sparse index, and since the first sparse index is contains the first entries from each block, and since they are sorted, we can simply use a binary search. We don't need to scan the whole sparse index. We just simply use binary search to find the block index. Oh yeah, we have a blocks index one. For this ClickHouse, we found the blocks index one. After do that, we get the block in the dictionary block one. And in this block, we have a diff tokens. And now we look the ClickHouse really in this dictionary block. And if it is present, we need to read its posting list, and if present, we simply just read the posting list that contains some integer sequence that shows okay if this token contains in this dictionary document IDs. And afterwards, what we are doing is very interesting, is instead of using this row or document IDs directly, we build a what we call a virtual Boolean column. So basically, we create a very large Boolean column with the size of the column itself, and by default they are zero. And when we find the took or we fill this, we set ones to the in this virtual column with the row IDs that we found in our posting list. And afterwards, there's a special optimization, text index optimization. So instead of using the original filter column, we create this virtual column on background, and we just basically remove the original filter column and use this virtual column. And this way, we really don't need to execute the original filter column anymore. And this makes it very fast. And this is what happened when I used this, when I used in demo. So, okay, so just putting it all together, so this is the whole mechanism. So you first, we look for a term, we search in a sparse index, then we retrieve the dictionary block, then if token present in a dictionary block, we retrieve the posting list, and we create our virtual Boolean column. And we use this virtual Boolean column just for filtering the data. Okay, this is the summary, and if you say I liked it, you can try it yourself. It's in the open source ClickHouse since version, actually the version is already enabled by in the 25.10, then, but the beta version is released in 25.12. And we also offer a private preview for our ClickHouse Cloud customers. And also the more features are coming, so we are planning to implement the face search, also called, aka known as a positional queries. And in also this year, we are also planning to add a scoring to the text index. Okay, and this is the talk. Thank you so much, and if you have a questions, okay. Just one last slide. So we have this dinner, we have a community dinner. If you want to join, just scan the QR code, and this evening in Brussels, we will have a community dinner. Thanks.
Hi, I just wanted to ask you, when you had the tokens, when you had the tokens, right, you had the first token,
yes.
How do you go about creating that? Like, do you, for instance, like, do you use language services? Do you work only in English? What happens if you have activation mode coming out?
Yes, the thing is that you can have different called analyzer.
Yeah.
And if your analyzer accepts the question mark, then you will have in your sparse index. But if you don't have, you can. It's very flexible. So you can just define it how you want to analyze your data. So you define it. If there's an exclamation mark, we will either you just remove it or you want to.
So something in the text. Is there something in the text that you need to indicate? That they can be used as a root of a word, or
yes.
Yeah. And so, how, like for instance, in the example that you had click out,
yes,
and click with the root, right?
Yes.
So there will be the token zero, and then all, and there will be the one, the first.
You mean the in the sparse index?
Yeah.
Ah, sparse index, we just basically use a binary search with upper bound.
Oh, okay.
This means that after this point, this token cannot occur there because they are sorted. It can be only appear before.
But how do you decide which token is good enough for when you are at index zero, right? When you have the different blocks, and the first block was click, and then you have click out or click out, right? And so how do you define, like, what's a good, like, did you do some analysis, or?
Yeah, no, we are just using a sort, we sort them.
Oh, and I see, okay. And then the first one, the material.
Yes.
Oh, OK. Okay. So if there is, so it's really beneficial if you have a lot of